This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Am I good? All right. We had a pretty good practice today. Started off... still working our way through, continuing to push the tempo. We got a two-minute situation. We're able to, get into our third down, kind of third and fourth down plan a little bit, also introducing, red zone for these guys. I thought it was a good work day. Thought the guys got better as practice went on, so that was a positive. Really talking about how we're finishing, and so we gotta keep pushing. Do a great job with our film study, make sure that we're preparing mentally so that we can go out there and play as fast as we possibly can against a really good opponent and one that's gonna play with great tempo, and is gonna be able to attack in a variety of different ways. So offensively, we gotta be on point, trusting our eyes, and then obviously defensively, we gotta get aligned, we gotta communicate, and make sure we're going out there and execute at a high level. I do. I mean, I've got a pretty good sense coming through fall camp and, even seeing the first few games. We got to eliminate the mistakes. I mean, I think we've put ourselves in some challenging situations that doesn't necessarily reflect to what I think we do well. I mean, and I've never been a part of offense that's been really good in second down and extremely long or third down and extremely long situations. So if we continue to play in those situations, it's going to be hard to really get a sense of where we are and who we are. We got to fix that. And so it's been a big point of emphasis. Our guys, they understand it. We got to play with tight hands. We got to make sure we're running our feet. There's a lot of different factors that go into some of those penalties that we've had. And, it's times of the tracks of our backs or things with our quarterbacks, maybe evading when they don't need to. Everybody plays a role in that. So, our guys, they understand what's ahead. But I've got a pretty good sense of who we are offensively and what we're capable to do. I mean, absolutely. It's it's something that we try to train for. I know I mentioned, I think it was Monday, about the trip to Jacksonville are all things that kind of help us in those situations. Implementing crowd noise, music during practice, just to force the discomfort in what we're doing and how we're doing that, and guys, just where they how they respond when they're uncomfortable, because you're always going to be uncomfortable on the road. You're not in places that are familiar, but you got to go out there and you got to execute at a high level, and I expect our guys to do that.
I know you said that player leadership isn't always a vocal thing, but this week after what happened Saturday evening, have you liked what you've gotten from the players in the sense of guys speaking up or having a voice when needed?
Yeah, I mean, our guys care. I mean, and there's not, the willingness to say, but more importantly, the willingness to do is something that we have to see. And it's real easy to get up and have a speech when it's 70 degrees and, everything feels good. Whenever you're uncomfortable, whenever you're being pushed, whenever you're the one that's getting challenged as a leader, how do you respond? Where do you go to? That's something that we need to see as much as any speech. And I do believe that I'm seeing that. We've had guys, some guys today that really haven't been playing very well had their best practice today. They made the choice to come out here and work to the level that they need to put themselves in the best position to come Saturday. So, that's the leadership we need to see emerge.
Have you seen Jermaine and what he does on the field? I guess what's he like more off the field? It seems like he probably holds the guys around him to an incredibly high standard, as you know himself.
Well, I mean, Jermaine's a he's a really good teammate. He's coming in, you know, he's taking the time. He's really put forth the effort to whether it's having guys to his house, you know, making sure that building those relationships and just getting to know who people are. That's what I've appreciated about the guys, even the transfers that have come in, especially guys that just have 1 year. Kier, Jermaine, McKenzie. I mean, that's parchment. I mean, the willingness to connect with their teammates, the willingness to open up themselves and really make themselves uncomfortable in some sense, to grow and get let guys know who they are. But I think he's a great young man. I'm really, really impressed with who he is, and he makes a great impact.
You guys get a better feel for how you want to use Jordan and McKenzie. Are they getting better reps in practice because they know how they're going to be utilized and the rhythm is there?
Yeah, I mean, I've always, throughout my coaching career, I've always split the quarterback reps. I mean, pretty evenly. I mean, you never know when you're one play away, and making sure that what we do in walkthroughs, what we do in film study, the mental reps of it, but also make sure that they get the proper physical reps. We chart everything that they do. It's both quarterbacks. I mean, they run the offense, and we're going to have some specific things that we might tailor to one or the other. But, at the end of the day, I mean, they've got to go out there and be able to execute it. And so, it's been easier or better in the repetition of it. They both get the full offensive perspective. But if there are some particulars that we want to rep, then we get that done.
You mentioned we do some different things offensively.
I mean, there's been, the thing we have to get better in the one-on-one situations. I mean, you look back the last two games and, at the catch point, it showed up. We haven't finished plays the way that we've wanted to. And, but I think when you look at, stopping the run, being able to impact the quarterback, our guys have been disciplined in that regards. When it comes to where we need to be better is the fundamental belief in what, when it's a coverage, whether it's a zone coverage or it's a man coverage, making sure that we're where we're supposed to be and that we're using the proper fundamentals to finish and to be able to get the ball out or force the incompletion or create a takeaway.
You said a few weeks ago that I know 90% of the guys started the vaccination process. I'm wondering where you are at now.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're close. Well, I mean, as you start the process, it's just there's some things that we can't control, so we're well on our way. Yeah, I mean, Byron, he'll be out for the rest of the year. Had an injury, early in camp, and went worked through it for a little while, but just for his, we decided to go ahead and get it, fixed. He started the rehab process, and really excited about what he's going to bring to the program. Yeah, he's an explosive player. I mean, he's done some good things the last few days, but he's also kind of getting back in the rhythm of it. Being out last week, there's always you have to kind of get back in the flow. And I think he's brought some explosive, has some explosive plays the last couple of days. And so, we need him, and I think he's going to bring great value to what we're trying to accomplish.
If things don't show up at the practice that you need, like winning one-on-ones for a receiver, do you still have to go to that in a game when it calls for it?
Yeah, I mean, that's also where, it's kind of like, the question earlier is, the identity of who we are. What are the things that we need to do to help put our guys in the best position? Whether it's creating space, whether it's, different angles to win one-on-ones. And it's in every phase. It's on the line, in running backs, linebackers, receivers and DBs. We've got to be able to be multiple enough to put our guys in the best position for the things that they're good at. Everybody's going to continue to develop. Everybody's going to continue to grow. But when it comes to game day, we don't want to put them in situations where they're not comfortable or maybe not the best position for them to go out there and play to the highest ability that they have.
They're good?
All right, thanks, guys. Y'all have a great one.